Gary Garver interviewed George Takei.
Oh, come on.
Who I love. I mean, that's the guy from Star Trek, Sulu. Oh. This frigging guy, he's in love with the sound of his own voice, and he laughs at everything he says. It's just, he's so creepy, George Takei, but I love him. Who are you with? Oh, are you? Yes. I was on Star Trek. Wait, you got to hear him. Listen.
All right. How you doing?
How's it? Hello again.
Which version of
Star Trek? I thought you were with Paramount. That's why I obeyed you.
All right, this is a real one, huh? I'm just a fake impersonator.
Well, you are very credible.
Which version of...
Tell me who you are and what you're, who you're with.
I'm with Affinity Broadcasting.
Affinity?
Yeah.
I see. I don't think I've heard of that.
Okay. Well, which version of Star Trek is the best?
Of the Star Trek movies?
Yeah.
I would...
I always think one of these Star Trek dudes are going to kick you in the balls if you ask him which one of the Star Treks are the best, but he's up for anything, this guy.
I think once you've done those conventions, everything seems reasonable.
Right.
Definitely say Star Trek 6, The Undiscovered Country, which I subtitle Captain Sulu to the Rescue.
Are you a Trek? You're a Trekker.
I don't make those distinctions. I love Star Trek. I'm proud of Star Trek, and I revel in Star Trek. So whatever that makes me, I'm that.
Did you ever experience William Shatner's massive ego?
We worked together for, what, how many years?
Wow.
Do you think that prisoners in jail should be allowed to watch television and movies while incarcerated?
Well, I don't see any reason why they shouldn't, especially if it's Star Trek. It might make them honest.
Do you think all these child molesters and killers should be put to death?
Child molesters and killers should be put to death. Well, now you're at, this is a personal issue with me. I don't believe in the capital punishment. And so certainly I don't believe in child molesters. I mean, as heinous, as horrific, as despicable as those crimes are, you don't want to reduce yourself to the same level by killing another human being. I think we need to be above all that now. That's the Star Trek philosophy.
I love this guy. I can listen to him all day.
He's funny.
I love him. George, he's on Son of the Beach coming up.
Oh, good.
We do one of those Chinese things where you dub in people's voices and stuff. He's
in there. Like it's all off track.
Yeah, this is giant chicken that's attacking the beach. He's like, hey, it's a giant chicken. It's great.
Do you think it's right that Ted Williams is being frozen like a TV dinner?
Like what?
Do you think it's right that Ted Williams is being frozen like a TV dinner?
You eat him?
Do you?
Do you think that we could, do you wish that we could destroy the Arabs in the Middle East with a spaceship like the Enterprise?
Well, you heard what I said about capital punishment. Or was it you that asked me about capital punishment?
No, it wasn't me.
Somebody asked me about capital punishment. I thought it was you, because you've been asking all the off-the-wall questions.
What do you think?
Well, I mean, you deduce. You know how I feel about capital punishment. So, extending that, how would you answer that question?
No. Did you ever have homosexual feelings about anyone in the cast on Star Trek?
Do you?
Oh, did you?
No. Do you?
No.
Well, why do you ask that? I mean, anyone who brings it up certainly is questionable. You got nice muscles.
Hey, do you ever pick up chicks?
Off the wall.
Do you ever pick up chicks at gigs like this?
You mean little baby chickens?
Do you think Uhura had a big ass?
She may be here. I think it'd be more prudent for me to say no comment.
Thanks a lot, Mr. Takei.
Sure thing.
Takei, Takei.
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 George Takei.
That was great. Heartily laughing at everything he said.
Yeah, it's great.
You mean little chickens?
While he was there, he ran into this was a Star Trek convention.
Yes.
You've got nice muscles.
Do you?
Do you? While he was there, ran into Ricardo Montalban, who evidently goes to these Star Trek conventions because he played Wrath of Khan.
Of course. If you were walking across the lot when Star Trek was being filmed, you get to go to these things.
Heard it was kind of sad because Ricardo's in like a wheelchair.
I think he can't walk, yeah?
Yeah, what happened to him?
He had some kind of thing happen to his legs. I know.
Ha, 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 ha.
He's got that rare sickness. It's called being 110.
He's suffering the Wrath of Khan.
Oh, Ricardo can't walk?
He's not. He's here, so let me say no comment.
He got a cancer of the toupee.
Well, did you ask me about